So we will start this session by walking through the main findings from the quarter. And after that, of course, we will be happy to take questions. So first, for those of you who have the presentation, on the second page, just some highlights. Overall, we are, of course, very pleased with the result. The increase of sales and the exceptional increase of earnings. And the EBITDA margin of 13%, I think, altogether really show how sustainable this model is. Particularly in light of that we have quite strong comparison figures and the uncertainties regarding the economic cycle, as we all know. The margin of 13%, as a little curiosa, it's actually an all-time high for a quarter for Addtech. Speaking of the economic cycle, what we are noticing is that the markets vary now a bit more between geographies and the customer segments. I will come back to that later. So I think you can conclude that we're quite late in the cycle in certain segments, but at the same time, we have many customers who are investing to gain competitive advantages, not only investing in capacity, so it really varies. We are also having good positions in several segments that are not so sensitive to economic downturns. One clear example of that is, of course, the scrubber business that I will talk more about. If you look on the development during the quarter, it could be interesting to see what kind of trend we see. And I think overall, you can say that we see a positive trend. September was a very good market for us. So if you move ahead to the third page and a little bit more about sales, we had good development basically across the board. As you can see, all the business areas grew in comparison to last year. And in general, as I said previously, the business climate was mostly stable. And worth mentioning here, some things that are sticking out positively is the electronic business and wind power. And also our business in Norway was very good, being fueled, of course, by still good investments in oil and gas, but also a lot of other markets that Norway is focusing on, like the fishing industry that is very good for us. And then, of course, the scrubber, that's been a fantastic market for us the last year and also this quarter. And for those of you who are not so familiar with scrubbers, it relates to the IMO 2020 regulation of emissions, where we are providing measurement instruments and different components to the scrubbers. And as I write in the report, these sales account for a good part of our organic growth this quarter as well. But it's worth mentioning that we had good organic growth also taking out the scrubber business. So the underlying organic growth is basically in line with the Q2 last year, again, if you take away the scrubber business. And like in Q1, the sector with most obvious slowdown are more cyclical areas like machine industry and special vehicles. Very shortly on the different geographical markets, Norway, Finland, good demands, good sales. We are not so exposed in these countries to machine industry. In Finland, it's more electronic industry, and as I said before, it's running very well. Sweden, Denmark, more varied, but all in all, stable. Outside of the Nordics, it varies as well. Brexit keeps concerning our customers in the U.K., so we can see that they are waiting with some of the investment projects. We are doing very well in Switzerland and Austria, but it's a bit slower in Benelux and Germany. If we move on to next picture, the EBITDA is, of course, fantastic, 41% growth. Again, quite tough comparison, so this is a very strong picture. Of course, acquisitions contribute, but it's primarily driven by the organic growth. So we keep growing the margins with good cost control and also high capacity in most parts of the business. A couple of things that stands out behind this very good margin increase is energy business area back at the right levels that we have talked about during the year. That I have said they should come back to this level. And then, of course, industrial process that is getting very good leverage in the organic growth that they have had. It's quite clear when you look at the picture that industrial process have contributed very well. So if we move on and look a little bit closer into the different business areas. Automation had a quite disappointing first quarter, but are now doing much better. So we have several acquisitions in automation area, but also we have sufficient organic growth here. What is specifically interesting to note is that also in areas within automation that you could think would be quite early down in a slower cycle was still very good, actually better than in Q1 and also in comparison to Q2 last year. So this is primarily due to that this is industrial automation. So we will all see what will happen with that part in a bit slower market. But also we are focusing on some areas here that are not so cyclical, like food industry and medical. Defense is also an important sector for us here. We are delivering a lot of IT solutions and IT security systems to customers within defense. And a good margin improvement here. So automation very strong. Move on to components, also a very strong comeback from a weak Q1. I said in the Q1 report that customers were using components that they already had on stock, but now they apparently need our components again. Components in these figures is basically no acquisitions, so this is primarily organic or basically no only organic. And components had very strong comps from last year, so this is a very strong development. Again, Norway, Finland, the best market. Sweden is where we have the most of machine industry and therefore more affected by a bit slower pace. Energy on page seven. Overall, a good market situation, not growing as fast as last year, but that is also according to plan because we have strategically decided to avoid some large projects with low margins. We see a lot of opportunities now with new products, projects in the transmission area. So we deliver a lot of things to the electrical grids in the Nordic area, and that's a growing market. In the Q2, we saw a bit slower pace for companies selling electrical installation material, primarily exposed to the building and installation. We see across the Nordics that it's a little bit slower pace in the building sector. We are not providing so much to private houses, so we don't are not so affected by that. But it seems that it's also affecting other areas. But all in all, a satisfying quarter, absolutely. And as I said before, strong margin improvements. If we move on then to industrial process, the clear star at the moment for us, you can see the amazing increase. Again, quite a lot here is relating to scrubber, but we have to also bear in mind that we have good growth also in other sectors in industrial process, like different products to the industrial aftermarket still doing well. What is really sticking out here is, of course, the margin improvement. As you can see, over 15% in industrial process is more or less a double of the margin if you compare it to 3 years ago. So industrial process have had a really incredible development during the last years. If we mention something about scrubbers, because I'm saying in the report that we had a little bit slower demand during the quarter on new projects. At the same time, we have a good order stock that we have built up. So we see that this will be a good market for us the coming quarters from a sales perspective, even if the demand has been a little bit down. I think personally that the demand should come back. You could also see one of our customers released a report today, and they had the impression that the demand will start again now in Q4. So this quarter coming now, not our Q4. So we just have to see what happens. It's a little bit of wait and see on the customer side the last quarter, but hopefully it's picking up again. And last and least, the Power Solutions, or not least, but the smallest business area for us, Power Solutions. Again, solid report. We had a sales increase of 6%, maybe not so much if you compare it to other parts, but this is according to the plan. We have decided during the year to divest some of the non-profitable business here, especially in some standard battery products. Instead, we're focusing on more custom-made battery systems that is also helping us to improve the margins. One area that's important for Power Solutions, I think you are aware, is special vehicles. And this is one of the areas where we have seen a little bit slower pace. It's primarily in agriculture machines and on the truck side. But at the same time, as Addtech usually works, we're working in very niched areas, so we can also see that some of our customers are giving us new projects, even if the whole market has a little bit slower demand. So to summarize the period on page 10, I think we can conclude that it's been a tremendous first 6 months of this year. Acquisitions have, of course, contributed, but primarily the very, very good organic growth. And we're also pleased to see that all business areas, of course, are contributing. It's showing that it's a solid, profound growth in the company. Also, I can mention here that the cash flow that we have been having extra eyes on during this tremendous growth period we've had, and the cash flow is coming back to normal or very good positions. Next picture, 11, for those of you following the presentation. We have done all in all 8 acquisitions so far this year in 6 different markets. And all in all, we have added around 600 million in revenue, which is according to our plan. And our plan, as you know, is to add approximately 10% on the top line in acquisition. So We are following the plan, and we still have a good pipeline and several projects in different stages. So my view here is definitely that we have plenty of opportunities to grow, and acquisitions is, of course, a major part of our strategy, and we continue to work here. And with the strong cash flow, we have good opportunities to continue here. Malin, do you want to say something of the
financial status?
Yes.
Yes, I will only say a few words about this. I can only emphasize what Niklas has said. We have had a very good volume increases, which, together with continued cost control, has ended up in a very good profit due to high incremental margins. High and solid profit margin in the period, 12.3% EBITDA margin. And this increase in profit has been the main reason for our increased cash flow in the period. But we see that also our working capital is moving in the right direction, which is, as always, a very clear focus for us. Our intense work here has ended up in a better profit over working capital than in a long time of 56%. As you can see on which page? Key financial indicators
17 16
16 page 16. Our key ratios is moving in the right direction, and with a more continuous pace of acquisitions, we end up more around regular average concerning net debts and solidity and so. And even though we don't get alarmed by increases from time to time when it comes to these key ratios, as I talked a lot about on the Capital Market Day as well. So, solid and sound.
Yes. So before we open up for questions, I have just added a couple of slides from the Capital Markets Day, as you just talked about, Malin. We had a couple of weeks ago, very well attended, so that was nice. So what I talked about then is some driving areas for us going forward. One you can see on page 17, where we talk about our internationalization, so our growth outside of the Nordics, and what the picture is showing that it has been a tremendous development since we were listed, and now we have approximately 30% of our sales is outside of the Nordic region. And what I talked about during this Capital Markets Day was a little bit our strategy going forward. We work in a little bit different way from many other companies, maybe picking out one geographical market and only focus on that. We prefer to work from our strategies in the business units and find the opportunities that comes around. We have a lot of focus on this, and we can see an increased number of projects, both from an export point of view with our own products, but also in terms of new leads in acquisitions. To grow further outside of the Nordics is clearly an ambition for us. Next picture is showing a little bit how we work on finding new niches. Don't try to evaluate these blue dots on the presentation, because this is only an example of how we do it. So what we do basically, this showing, is that we're breaking down the areas in different segments and look in the geographies where we want to grow. And when we do this math, the conclusion is that we have many remaining opportunities in the existing markets and segments, but also good possibilities to grow into new markets. We always avoid to go into a new market with a new product segment. We want to grow with things that we know what we are doing. Last but not least, sustainability is, at least in our part of the world, really, really top of mind. And this is a big subject for us as well. We can see an increased focus on this issue from investors, but also from our customers. And the most important thing for us here is that we see very good business opportunities in this. The transition to fossil-free industry and the energy transition, smart cities, etc. This is trends that, if you go back 100 years, how Bergman & Beving has always operated is to find new growing areas and to take advantage of those developments. And for a value-adding tech provider as we are, we have a very good position here. The scrubber market is just one of those examples. So that said, we have to, of course, work with ourselves as well. And one thing that we have initiated now is a project to set clear targets that better fits into the UN Sustainable Development Goals. So this is a quite big work that we have initiated. Yes, so that was basically what I was going to say. Now I am very excited to hear about your questions to me, and I would appreciate if you could just state your name and where you call from.
Johan Dahl here at Danske.
Hello.
Hi, Niklas. Can you hear me? Hi, Niklas and Malin. Johan here at Danske.
Hello.
Yes, we hear
Hi,
you.
Johan. We hear you.
Hi. First of all, very impressive numbers, obviously. I was just, on the scrubber side, just doing the math, Niklas, what you said regarding, growth excluding scrubbers being similar to Q2 last year. I guess in my book at least, that means that the scrubber operations is doubling this year as well. Is that roughly correct, or?
If the scrubber is doubling, you mean compared to Q2 last year?
I'm just looking at a sort of the run rate currently on that marine scrubber business.
Yeah.
Just implies that it's virtually, doubling compared to last year on a sort of a 12-month rolling basis.
Yeah, if you compare Q2 now to Q2 last year, the scrubber business is much, much more than double. If that was
Yeah, that is the question.
So the sales of scrubber this quarter was much, much more than double from last year. So what I tried to explain when I said if you exclude scrubber, last year we had 5% organic growth.
Right.
You had a little bit scrubber in that. So if you
Right.
exclude scrubber from those 5% and exclude the scrubber this year, what I said is that underlying growth is a little bit less this year from last year, but more or less in line.
Very clear. Thank you so much. I was also wondering, can you just talk about the visibility briefly in this area? I think you said on the Capital Markets Day that you had roughly 6 months from order to delivery, but just the status on the order book, etc., would be very interesting to hear.
Yeah. So as I said previously, we had, and that we also write in the report, we have a very strong order book in this. The order intake has been great the last period. So we have a good order book, which means that we believe that we have a good position for the quarters coming, even if the order intake has been a little bit less this quarter. And the visibility for us, as you said, if you look on the different parts to the scrubbers, I'm saying that between 3 and 6 months is our visibility from order to sales. So if you look on our customers on this market, you could basically say that 3 to 6 months after that, you see it in our books.
Gotcha. But that means that your order book is roughly half a year. Is that sort of a fair approximation, or?
Yeah, you could say that.
Okay, just finally also on the scrubber side, this weak interest in new projects, which you referred to in the report, has that in any way sort of impacted how you and your competitors sort of behave in that sort of new competitive environment where it's slightly weaker on new projects, or is it business as usual?
No, I mean, if you say if we have changed our strategy or setup due to this, the easy answer to that is no. We are absolutely in the opinion that we still have the view that this will be a good market for quite some time in the future. So we keep on working.
Gotcha. Any explanation for the volatility in components, just this quarter compared to previous? And that's all from me. Thank you so much.
When you say volatility compared to last year, can you please?
I just thought in the first quarter, I think we had, it was down quite a bit. Now being extremely strong, and just to understand the development there.
I mean, it's only been a couple of quarters now, and the business climate, as you know, is you don't really know where things are going. My best explanation is that Q4 was extremely good for components. It was the best quarter ever in more or less every part of components. So I think Q1 was a little bit dampened by that fact, and also the Eastern effect is always biggest in components. So I think that is partly due to the reason. Another thing I mentioned in after Q1 was that we noted that many of our customers had quite a lot of components on stock due to the longer lead times that we've had before. So they during Q1 they took out from their existing stock. So I think these are the reasons behind the volatility.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Johan. Some other questions or comments? It's very
silent. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
So, unless somebody wants to take last questions, I think we can close the conference, and I wish you a good day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye bye.